Every year, 35,000 people are reported missing in Australia, which averages to about one person every 15 minutes. To raise awareness, the National Missing Persons Coordination Centre annually conducts a Missing Persons Week with cooperation from the Australian Federal Police. Rebecca Cotts, the team leader of the National Missing Persons Coordination Centre, tells us more.
Of the 35,000 people reported to police every year, in Australia we find 85% of them very quickly, usually within a day or two. But eventually we do find 99.5% of the overall persons that are reported missing.
The theme of this year's Missing Persons Week is dementia and missing persons.
One of our largest at-risk groups is elderly persons or elderly persons suffering from memory loss or living with dementia. So we've partnered this year with Alzheimer's Australia, and that's a national partnership where all Alzheimer's Australia state-based teams and all police forces in the individual states are doing work together on an initiative called a Safely Home program. Now, within that program, there are devices such as a medical ID bracelet that can be administered to someone that does wander or does have dementia, and there is a number that's specifically allocated on each one of these devices. Now, if somebody sees somebody that obviously is confused in the street, doesn't seem to be in the right place, if you observe somebody that obviously looks like they need some assistance, if you do approach them, they have one of these bracelets on, you can call police and provide the number on that bracelet, and police can very quickly identify who that person is and identify where that person should be.
John Watkins is the CEO of the New South Wales branch of Alzheimer's Australia.
Every year, there's about 12,000 people are reported missing in New South Wales. About 10% of that number are over the age of 60. And it's quite clear that a substantial percentage of that group, the over 60s that go missing, have cognitive disorder or dementia. And that problem causes trauma to the families, a huge workload for the police, and pain and suffering for the person that does go missing. And that's why police this year in Missing Persons Week are drawing attention to the link between dementia and some people going missing.
A report published by Alzheimer's Australia earlier this year stated that a study of Sydney nursing homes showed that physical and medical restraints were being used on people with dementia, but that in only 6.5% of those cases was appropriate consent obtained.
There is also the issue of people living in residential care communities or nursing homes who may have a propensity to wander. That's why some nursing homes overuse restraint, in particular a chemical restraint or antipsychotics. We believe that that should be resisted because there are other ways that we can protect older people, and certainly other ways that we can stop them from wandering.
Mr. Watkins says that most of the people with dementia who go missing are those who live in their own homes and communities. He feels that they should be allowed to continue to do so, and that those living in aged care facilities should be allowed freedom from restraints, despite the risks.
I think the thought that we should lock people away with dementia to protect them from wandering is simply too harsh an outcome. We don't want to do that. People should be available to be free to go for a walk. But we have to balance that against the danger of them going missing. We need to be concerned about people with dementia going missing, but not to the point where we overtly resist their freedom, where we stop them taking part in the wider community.
Mr. Watkins says that we can expect the rates of dementia to rise in the future.
Currently in Australia today, there's about 330,000 people living with dementia, and that will leap to over 500,000 within 15 years. The reason for it is it's been driven almost entirely by the ageing of the Australian community. So that's a sad downside of the great thing that more of us are living longer. And that means we're going to have to change the way that we operate to account for that ageing Australian population. Being able to see your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren is a boon and a benefit that no other generation really in the history of the world has enjoyed. Now, with that comes some difficulties and challenges. I'm sure that we've got the capacity to address those.